News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Hey, Dalton's gone. Sean is here. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good to have you here. And 6 minutes after 6 o'clock now at FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill says it is going to be a glorious day with a high temperature. Well, I'll let him tell you. I won't spoil it. He's got it on the way on FM Talk 106.5. First things first, you got to get to work and school safely. Careful in those school zones. And here is Kane.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we've got an accident. I-10 westbound between 90 and Theodore Dawes Road. Already backing up traffic to Rangeline Road. Expect major delays. Also finding heavier traffic, Cottage Hill and Airport in Dolphin and westbound I-10 entering the tunnel off the Bayway. The Royal Street Tavern open and anxiously waiting to serve you. Taste rare bourbon. 16 beers on tap and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel, open Tuesdays through Saturday from 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. Will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5. It's Dan Brennan along with Sean Sullivan in Three Big Things. Port of Mobile sets another record. I'll be honest with you. I had to have Sean kind of explain it to me, but I thought it was big stuff. So
literally big stuff.
Yeah, literally big stuff. Also, Supreme Court nominee takes center stage, and road work near I-65 Service Road and Airport Boulevard starts tomorrow. And yes, Sean.
It's just already so bad. I'm just afeared of it, yeah. As they would say, because that's already, even when there's not road work going on.
Yep.
It's 65 in the service road. It's already
road work.
Correct.
So that is one of the weirdest. They're going to, I think, straighten out one of the most unusual roads that I've ever seen in my life.
Julie, no, hold on. Let me write that down.
It gets off. That's the one that gets off in the westbound, right. West near the mall.
Right.
And then wraps around. It tricks you into thinking that it's at an entrance to the mall.
But no.
It's a service road.
That's right.
And so they're going to straighten all that out is what they're going to do.
Good luck.
FM Talk 106.5. Well, the first day of confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, featured plenty of fiery speeches, many of them aimed at next month's presidential election rather than the nominee herself. And you saw that coming, Sean, from a mile and a half away. But anyway, Democrats focused more on the Affordable Care Act, Trump's backing of a lawsuit that would invalidate the law, a hearing rescheduled for November 10th. Republicans defended the decision to confirm Barrett so close to the election. On and on and on it went, but when Amy got a chance to speak herself, she had this to say.
I'm honored and humbled to appear before you today as a nominee for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I thank the President for entrusting me with this profound responsibility as well as for the graciousness that he and the First Lady have shown my family throughout this process. I thank Senator Young for introducing me, as he did at my hearing, to serve on the Seventh Circuit. And I also thank Senator Braun for his support. And while she could not be with us via the satellite, I am also grateful to former Dean Patty O'Hara of the Notre Dame Law School. She hired me as a professor nearly 20 years ago, and she has been a mentor, colleague, and friend ever since. I thank the members of this committee and your other colleagues in the Senate who've taken the time to meet with me since my nomination. It's been a privilege to meet you.
Coney Barrett also spoke on the minds who helped shape her.
I was fortunate to have wonderful legal mentors, in particular, the judges for whom I clerked. I also clerked for Justice Scalia. And like many law students, I felt like I knew the justice before I ever met him, because I had read so many of his colorful, accessible opinions. More than the style of his writing, though, it was the content of Justice Scalia's reasoning that shaped me. His judicial philosophy was straightforward. A judge must apply the law as it is written, not as she wishes it were. Sometimes that approach meant reaching results that he did not like. But as he put it in one of his best-known opinions, that is what it means to say that we have a government of laws and not of men.
That's a nice quote there.
Yes, it is.
So, and that's right up your alley, too, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
It's right up your alley.
Sullivan
you.
Alley.
Sullivan Alley is all about the Constitution, all about the law. And if you're a judge, you uphold the law. Now, she says that's what she's going to do. She seems like a nice enough lady. She's very smart. Where's the rub?
So, you know, I made notes to myself during the day yesterday and yesterday evening, and they're all popping up on my memos on my Google Calendar right now. One of them I put is, you know, Democrats not questioning whether the ACA is constitutional or that the decision that might be rendered down, even though there's no current case before the court dealing with the ACA. Mm-hmm. But whether it's a good thing or not. Now, that's the problem. Therein lies the difference, I think, in the ideologies out there. Whether something's a good thing or not, or you like it, that is not the province of the judicial branch. The Supreme Court is there to decide on the constitutionality of something that arrives in that court.
Sure.
The legislative branch has, for decades, shirk their responsibilities to deal with some of these bigger issues in the legislative branch, and they end up in the judicial branch. And that's why this idea of the super Congress of the judicial branch, which is so popular for Democrats, they want to have things decided there. So therefore, they would want to have people in there that are not constitutionalists, but people are there that would look to change our system of government, where their problem with Barrett is going to be that the judge has said exactly that, that they're there to rule on the law and on the Constitution. And that is one of the big splits, I think, politically. You look at just political ideologies, you can agree on a whole bunch of things with somebody, and then you get to this. What is the purpose of the Supreme Court? And that's a question. But that's not what is being discussed in these hearings yesterday. Won't be discussed today. It'll all be, well, how might you rule on something going forward?
Right.
What might you do? Not how much of an adherent are you to the Constitution. Let's look at your past body of work. It's not. It's what's going to happen down the road, and we're pretty sure you're going to rule this way, so we don't like you.
Hmm. She's not. She's not easy to object to. Face value. There's, there's nothing about her there's no scandal. That's why the Catholicism.
Right. Yeah, that's the best they got. Really.
And if that's the best they got, that's the worst they've got.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's well, you saw yesterday during the which was kind of weird looking in the Senate chambers there with the social distancing, and then people with the matching black mask on, like they were the Cobra forces from the old G.I. Joe cartoon or something like that. Everybody had the, so they're in there, but Democrats had these big photographs behind them. If you notice, it's on easels behind them. And these photographs of different Americans, they were there so they could make these cases, whether it was VP nominee Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, Senator Booker. I mean, go down the list of people who spoke yesterday. And they were all making these cases of, here's whomever. Here's Jane Smith, American. And if she loses, I mean, this is this is supposed to be about Judge Barrett, but it wasn't.
No.
It was a, hey, this is how great the Affordable Care Act is, and if you rule against the Affordable Care Act, which there's not currently a case in front of SCOTUS to look at this, but
exactly.
If you rule against it, then Jane Smith right here won't be able to get her medicine or she's sure to die. That is an emotional plea. That's an emotional, and that works. Listen, people hear, their heart goes out to that person. But that's not the job of the Supreme Court. That's the job of the stinking legislative branch
right.
that has eschewed their responsibility and now kicked this thing on up to the Supreme Court to make these decisions. I mean, it was Judge Roberts' decision to say it was actually a tax, not a fine, that let the Obamacare ACA Act stay alive. But now they're picking parts of it away, that same part of it, and saying, well, you can't impose this tax, air quote, penalty on Americans to not have insurance, which then takes the young people out of the mix, which makes the whole thing fall down. That's all a discussion for the legislative branch. The judicial branch's job is to decide, is that constitutional? That's it. Not is it good, it's not bad. It doesn't mean they want Jane Smith to die or you know, John Williams, whoever. Their decision is supposed to be, is this constitutional? Not whether it makes you feel good or not, but the argument being made by Democrats yesterday, and they will continue to do it today and tomorrow, is that if Judge Barrett is confirmed, then people are going to die.
Affordable Care Act goes out the window.
But the question is, what is the job of the job is to decide, is it constitutional or not? Whether, you know, Judge Barrett, if she could be the biggest proponent of that in the world, but her job would be, does the Constitution call for it?
She said it right there. She said it in her statement about Scalia.
Yeah.
Sometimes you end up at that decision. My father was a judge. And sometimes you end up at decisions that you would rather not end up at, but that's not, the law.
Right. Your job is to adhere to the law, not what you think is good.
Right. Interesting. And, of course, we also have the thing about ramrodding her in there before the election and all that. That's got
you're not a president, as Ginsburg said. You're not a president for 3 years, 3.5 years. You're president for 4 years.
Yeah, four on the nose,
there
right?
There you go.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Sports is on the way.
As we celebrate 100 years of women's suffrage, we reflect upon a time when we could not register to vote nor hold public office. But now, we have the privilege of representing the people of Alabama in the state legislature.
We must continue to educate and empower women because together, we can continue to shatter records and overcome barriers.
Register to vote and obtain your photo ID so you too can exercise your right to vote on November 3rd.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. Look, the best minds in the game all have one thing in common. They know that to dominate the competition, you have to be two steps ahead of it. So does CSpire Business. Everything they do, from technology to expertise to service, is to keep you ahead of the competition. I've been around a lot of head coaches, and the ones that win big, they think like CEOs. And that's exactly what it takes to win. CSpire Business, what it takes to win. Go to CSpireBusiness.com.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man currently in Mobile Metro jail could be connected to a recent double homicide in Baldwin County. Mobile police say 36-year-old Antoine Smith crashed a vehicle that was connected to the homicide. He was arrested on weapon and drug charges. How he's connected to the deaths of Ryan Frazier and Joshua Carroll remains unclear. Both men have been working in recovery efforts for Hurricane Sally. Their bodies were discovered on a county road near Alberta on Friday. A woman on death row convicted of poisoning her two stepchildren will be back in court today. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals reversed Heather Keaton's death sentence last week, saying she had not been allowed to speak on her own behalf during her 2015 sentencing. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were both sentenced to death for the murders of DeBlaze's two children. A criminal harassment trial for Spanish Fort's mayor is set to begin today. Mayor Mike McMillan is accused of slapping a female city employee last year in an incident recorded on surveillance cameras. The employee was later fired for insubordination. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This information update brought to you by the Guarantee Title Company, LLC, delivering proactive solutions for their clients in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. The Guarantee Title Company. They guarantee title. That's what they do.
Time for the Mobile Sports Report. Mobile Morning Sports Report, the Atlanta Braves, the only team that left in baseball with an undefeated record in the postseason. They got another win yesterday. Austin Riley, stationed at the bottom of the Braves lineup, smashed a go-ahead 448-foot shot that spurred an offensive deluge and led the Braves to a 5-1 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Entering the opener, neither the Braves nor the Dodgers had lost in the playoffs in Los Angeles. Coming off the best record in the 60-game regular season, was heavily favored. The Braves didn't mind. In Game 1, they followed their tried-and-true formula of dominant pitching and enough offense to win. The Saints, after falling behind 20-3, rallied to defeat the visiting Chargers in overtime on Monday Night Football 30-27. After the Chargers missed a field goal as time expired in regulation, Saints quarterback Drew Brees completed 5 passes to set up Will Lutz's game-winning 36-yard field goal. New Orleans defense then forced 2 straight incompletions before cornerback Marshon Lattimore stopped Chargers receiver Mike Williams just short of the first down. And Alabama added another individual award to the trophy case. Najee Harris joined Texas A&M quarterback Kellen Mond as the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. Quite a night for Najee. Harris ran for 248 all-purpose yards and also 5 touchdowns. That is a record he shares now with Sean Alexander. That's a look at Mobile Morning Sports.
Concerned with the safety of our school-aged children, the management and staff of Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency, Midtown Park South, in Mobile, reminds drivers to always obey the safety patrol and stay within the speed limits in school zones. Keep your eyes on the road, always buckle up, you and your children, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. The safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Lion Fry Cadden Insurance Agency, Midtown Park South, in Mobile, reminding you to stay alert driving this school year.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Thursday night at 7, Auburn fans can weigh in with Tiger Talk OT. Doug Holton takes your calls on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Hotline, 343-0106. Morgan Bradley at Fountain Square in Daphne, a proud sponsor of Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. Grand Bay Wilmer Road at Tanner Williams Road. They've got an accident with a tractor trailer and a tree down in the roadway. Southbound 65, exit 31, right lane still blocked off. Going to be like that for a while. As Mobile Police Department have sold us, snow wrecks into roadway, smooth ride across the Bayway, and a good ride still coming down from Saraland. Thriller Nights of Lights is open every night through Halloween from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Hank Aaron Stadium. Safe and fun for the family. New music and new lights. Purchase your tickets online at mobileseg.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Well, good morning, y'all. It is 6:24. Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Sean Sullivan now. Dalton away on vacation. Do you have any idea why Dalton, of all the beautiful spots in this nation that we have to offer, he picked Jacksonville?
Gotta be discounts. Gotta be deep, deep discounts.
Have you been to Jacksonville?
I've been to Jacksonville, yeah.
Okay.
It's
maybe our experiences were different.
So how was yours?
Well, mine was for a Georgia-Florida game, and Georgia lost by 40, so that wasn't...
But that's not Jacksonville's fault. That's the dog's fault,
It was the dog's fault, yes. And it was kind of sprawled out, and it wasn't...
Kind of sprawled out. That thing's got a footprint like some states in the Northeast.
It's Rhode Island.
Yes.
With a palm tree.
That's right.
And so there was nothing about Jacksonville. He said, oh, isn't that quaint? It's not Savannah. It's not Charleston for sure.
No, I've been there... I was there twice. Once when I was young, once in the last 20 years. Time moves on.
You weren't concerned with things like that?
Not so much. As a Florida native, I'm one of those, actual Florida native.
Really?
Yeah, moved away when I was 7, moved here, but Florida, one of those born in Florida people. there's seven or eight of us that I moved
Where
away.
Where were you born in Florida?
Dade County. South.
Dade, Miami.
That's right.
Wow.
Coral Gables. Yeah. So
Coral Gables. Coral look at you.
Yeah. And look what happened to me, huh?
Would they take you back?
Yeah. No. I'm not ready for that now.
Hey, by the way, the state of Alabama surrounding areas hit hard by Hurricane Sally received $66 million in federal disaster assistance so far. An additional $86 million in federal disaster assistance is expected. FEMA said this weekend that state officials estimated $86 million in disaster assistance will help local governments rebuild infrastructure damaged or destroyed by Sally. Public assistance is another element of disaster response. FEMA said the PA program benefits neighborhoods, cities, states, and certain private nonprofit organizations as well. So anyway, what do you make of this? Money's coming.
Yeah, it is, and there's some. I got a list here. I've been in pretty much constant communication with folks at FEMA since Hurricane Sally hit, and the list of things they, first of all, FEMA phone number 800-621-3362. I mean, it's easy enough to Google, but 800-621-3362. All right. If you have insurance, this is what I hear people, can you get FEMA help?
Yeah.
Okay. From FEMA, they said, while FEMA by law cannot duplicate insurance benefits, many homeowners find that they were underinsured for their losses and should apply to see if they qualify for assistance.
Yeah.
So you can't double dip, but if there's something your insurance isn't covering, maybe FEMA can step in. Also, if you're a renter, what help do you get? FEMA says FEMA assistance not just for homeowners, but FEMA may provide assistance to help renters who lost personal property or were displaced from their home that they rent.
Yeah.
Also, people said, I don't want to apply for help because others had more damage. They need the help more than I. I hear that from a lot of people. That's a great sentiment. That's a good sentiment. But FEMA says there's enough funding, like you just listed, Dan,
yeah,
to assist all eligible survivors who have suffered losses from Hurricane Sally.
Okay.
So that feeling, I know that one. Like, look at this part. Look at my neighbor over here. I don't need to apply. There's more than enough money to take care of your neighbor and to take care of you. So these are just some things that FEMA is saying that, hey, if you have insurance, you can still get FEMA assistance. Yep. Renters still get assistance as well.
You're not getting all that you need. FEMA can help, basically. FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man currently in Mobile Metro Jail could be connected to a recent double homicide in Baldwin County. Mobile police say 36-year-old Antoine Smith crashed a vehicle that was connected to the homicide. He was arrested on weapon and drug charges. How he's connected to the deaths of Ryan Frazier and Joshua Carroll remains unclear. Both men have been working in recovery efforts for Hurricane Sally. Their bodies were discovered on a county road near Alberta on Friday. A woman on death row convicted of poisoning her two stepchildren will be back in court today. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals reversed Heather Keaton's death sentence last week, saying she had not been allowed to speak on her own behalf during her 2015 sentencing. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were both sentenced to death for the murders of DeBlaze's two children. A criminal harassment trial for Spanish Fort's mayor is set to begin today. Mayor Mike McMillan is accused of slapping a female city employee last year in an incident recorded on surveillance cameras. The employee was later fired for insubordination. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The staff of USS Alabama Memorial Park reminds you that school is underway again, and our young folks have a lot on their mind. They'll be excited about being back in the classrooms, so drive carefully in school zones and at crosswalks. Always be prepared to stop. Children sometimes don't look, so you must. Be a safe driver and make this school year the safest ever. This message presented by the staff of USS Alabama Memorial Park, supporting the annual Back to School Safety Program.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not a fan of court packing, but I don't want to get off on that whole issue.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, when asked about court packing by WKRC-TV in Cincinnati, Biden spending his Monday campaigning in Ohio. The former vice president will be in Florida today. in less than 2 hours, today's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will begin. Democrats are expected to grill Barrett about her past comments criticizing the court's 2012 ruling that upheld the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham on getting Coney Barrett confirmed.
If we can get this wonderfully qualified conservative woman on the court, we'll be making a statement to all young conservative women, there's a place at the table for you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holton every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. 5G will finally get its close-up with the expected debut of Apple's next iPhone today. But the blazing speeds promised will not materialize for most people. The iPhone 12 device can tap into 5G wireless technology, which theoretically operates as much as 10 to 20 times faster than current 4G networks. But current 5G networks mostly use low-band wireless spectrum, meaning it will take years before the massive speed boost phone carriers promise will make augmented reality and real-time cloud gaming seamless. Apple's expected to unveil the new phone later today. JP Morgan says air traffic will only recover about 50% next year, while airline profitability will remain very low, prompting the bank to cut its forecast for Airbus's 2021 deliveries by 10% to 633 aircraft. The bank says the outlook for airline profits remains very weak, and it expects the global airline industry to remain deeply loss-making in 2021. On Wall Street, futures this morning are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-469-7272. That's 800-469-7272. 800-469-7272. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Dr. Bill, good morning. It is 6:35. How you doing?
Oh, doing fine, Dan.
Got a nice stretch of weather here you can brag about.
Oh, this is what it's supposed to be like now in October. October is the driest month, and we're not going to see any rain, at least all the way through Sunday, and then just a very slight chance on Monday. But today, look for sunny skies, about 84, 85 degrees this afternoon. We actually have a cold front in the area now. We'll be moving through. No rain associated with it, just bringing more dry air. So the wind today will be out of the north around 10 miles per hour. Now, we'll feel the effects of this new dry air mass tonight, because we're going to cool down to around 52. Some areas will get into the upper 40s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, a little bit cooler. It'll be sunny and about 82 degrees, but with low humidity. And now for the rest of the week, for Thursday, 82 degrees and sunny. And then another cold front, a bit stronger, will come in, but again, no rain with it, and it'll bring some cooler air. So Friday, about the best we'll do is 75 degrees for the high temperature with sunny skies, and then cooling down to the low 50s for Friday night, some areas in the upper 40s. And then the weekend, really good. Sunny skies, only 72 for the high on Saturday, and then sunny, and we'll warm up to 78 degrees on Sunday.
Yes. Quite a weather scale this coming weekend, not to jump too far ahead.
Yeah, right now it looks very good with those temperatures in the 70s during the day, 50s at night, and sunny skies for both days. Looking good.
All right, so this is a pretty big stretch of no rain then.
Yeah, it is, and we've only had now for the month, and we're almost halfway through. We have 0.95 at the airport, so just a little less than an inch of rain. And for the year now, we're more than 4 inches, still below normal.
All right, Dr. Bill. Elsewhere in the tropics, whether it's our backyard or out in the Atlantic, anything you're watching?
Right now, there is a tropical wave that is still approaching the Windward and Leeward Islands of the Caribbean. And it is tracking, if we kept that path, it would take it up around Puerto Rico as we get into the weekend. However, conditions in the upper atmosphere are not favorable for intensification at this time. Perhaps later on, if it continues to move westward or west-northwestward, things might change. But right now, it looks like it will remain as a tropical wave. There's another tropical wave now coming off the African coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, long as they stay out there, if we stay 72 and sunny here, I'm good.
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that. I mean, the fact is that we've got a nice stretch of weather, and rather than to try and go find trouble, we should just kind of enjoy what we have.
Well said.
Exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Okay.
Dr. Bill Williams, our staff meteorologist. Good weather, bad weather. You know, it's good to have the doctor on our side and on our team. Really, in bad weather, it's really good. But it's also nice that Dr. Bill can play the good guy, the cowboy in the white hat, galloping into town, letting us know it's going to be really nice.
I'm going to try to get Dr. Bill on the midday show this week to, he, of course, comes on during hurricane season, updates us the morning show and on Jeff's show and on the midday show. But there's a story that there's a grant that has been acquired at the University of South Alabama to use AI in forecasting.
Uh-oh.
So, I got this thing about forecasting, or about AI, that I've been talking about this for 5 or 6 years, and finally, over the last couple, people have been interested. I said, the robots are coming, and the AI is coming, and there's, we get in a bigger discussion of guaranteed minimum income and things that could happen in the future as people get displaced. And,
I thought you meant for the robots.
Yeah, the robots need... Well, here's how they... By the way...
What do you pay a robot?
Well, some of the proposals are... to come up with money. Now, this is Andrew Yang had talked about this, and Bill Gates has talked about this, a bunch of people. But they would tax the robots on the productivity of the robots. That money would go into a fund to pay people displaced for those jobs by AI. And not just robots. We've had robots and automation for a long time in industry. But AI is just, if this gets, there's a reason these companies are spending the money they are in autonomous vehicles. They're not doing it because they think it's swell and neato to have. out of my cousins and I, out of the grandkids of my grandparents, I'm the only one that does not have a CDL. Everybody else in my family, they have a CDL. Whether actively driving truck now or bus or not, they have a CDL.
Are you kidding me?
And I talked to my cousins, and I said, y'all, it's probably maybe not going to get y'all, but y'all's kids, you be careful, because not saying they shouldn't get a CDL, but depending on that driving job in another 15 or 20 years, I don't know that there'll be that many jobs driving commercial vehicles.
That's amazing.
And so that's one area, and then factories and all that. So getting back to this AI thing, so there's a grant out there that they got it south, and I'll get more details for you later on the show, but to use AI in forecasting. So now I got to start talking to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, say, just like I tell my cousins with CDLs, Dr. Bill, who has a doctorate in meteorology, say, man, one day the robot's going to displace you too.
Right now,
how do you get? You have no one to get mad at though if you have AI do the forecast.
Right now, the world of weather is restricting the AI robots to when a tornado comes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gig that they have right now, is telling us about towns outside of Wagerville we've never heard of before.
Right, and mispronouncing.
Mispronouncing, yes. Worse than me. It's 6:41 at FM Talk 106.5. Trump rallies. Yes, he does. He's back. It's coming up.
There are millions of reasons to love a pet, and a million more to love a shelter pet. And to spread more love, Kobe Subaru is celebrating October 22nd as our second annual Make a Dog's Day by inviting you to do something extra special for your favorite dog. Kobe Subaru will donate $100 to the Animal Rescue Foundation for every dog or cat that is adopted this month. It's one of the many ways we're keeping our love promise. Subaru, more than a car company. And remember, at Kobe, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 3rd.
Approved and paid for by the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee. PO Box 16341, Mobile, Alabama 36616.
From the Premier Medical Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries at Cottage Hill and Elma Drive. It's going to be with entrapment. Also, state troopers have a disabled vehicle on the Bayway at the 32-mile marker, I-10 eastbound. Still there at Grand Bay Wilma Road at Tanner Williams. An accident with the tractor trailer and a tree down in the roadway, southbound 65, exit 31, right lane's blocked off. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throwed Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, got you covered for lunch today. Pork chops, roast beef, their barbecue ribs, and what they're known for, all their free pass-arounds, including all the Throwed Rolls you can catch. See their menu at ThrowedRolls.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan and Sean Sullivan. And defiant as ever, Donald Trump, really about the coronavirus, he was turned his first campaign rally since contracting COVID-19 into a full-throated defense of his handling of the pandemic, and joked that he was healthy enough to plunge into the crowd and give voters a big fat kiss. There was no social distancing, and mask wearing was spotty among the thousands who came to see Trump's return in Florida. He held forth for an hour trying to get his struggling campaign back on track. Is it struggling? Okay. Though he was hospitalized battling the virus only a week ago, Trump's message on COVID-19 was unaltered since his diagnosis, a dubious assessment that the pandemic was just about a thing of the past. Hundreds of people in the U.S. continue to die of the virus every day, though, so we'll see. Under my leadership, we're delivering a safe vaccine and a rapid recovery like no one can believe, said Trump, and he also said this.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
There you go. There's Donald Trump being Donald Trump, and I'm sure that it's driving Democrats crazy.
It is. It's going to be interesting. So the president's saying that he's immune, right? Okay. Well,
Dalton said, you're not immune, you have it.
Okay, but are you immune in the time period? Just to play this game, because everything's the other way. So let me play it. Play this. Because, yes, you can. I can hear that, and I go, oh, come on. Come on, President Trump. But if you have recently had COVID, now there are cases of people getting a second time and a third time, and now they're making national news. I know mm-hmm. from physicians here locally that have told me off the record they have patients that have had it more than once.
Well, they're making national news because Trump is saying what he's saying.
Right. Now it's coming up that you can have it more than once, but for some period of time, and President Trump did say that. He said, I don't, is it a couple weeks, is it a couple months, is it a year? Because science isn't settled on that. So there is a window of time when you are immune. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've gone through COVID, now you have that immunity. Now, is that 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, 2 years? That's not settled science.
Yeah.
But you do have it. So if you want to get narrow down in this and pick everything apart, I can pick it apart the other way and say, you know, for some period of time. Now, is it incumbent upon the president to say, that doesn't mean you're immune forever? Maybe. Maybe if it's a campaign event and, you know, Trump be Trumpin'. so just a side look at that, because everybody else out there beating him up on it. But narrowly defined, he can be accurate in that. And by the way, I have Brian Morgenstern coming on, Deputy Press Secretary for the White House, who's been filling in for McEnany when she's been out with COVID. He's going to join us today about 1:30 on Midday Mobile. And I'm going to go back to this thing I've been saying on the air for a couple weeks. I think this is a winning message for President Trump if he can come out and say, hey, COVID's a real thing. It's affecting a lot of Americans, but there are way more Americans that are dealing with the version that he went through.
Yeah.
Even though he had a cocktail of drugs and all that, some stuff that's real new out there.
And is that available to anybody?
I think so. It's okay. Not. And when they say, you know, they had these stories of, well, President Trump took a dose that could have been used for somebody. They didn't go take it from, there wasn't Jane Smith there going, I'm not going to make it. And all of a sudden they said, we're with the government. We're taking this for the president. They didn't. That's not real.
Yeah.
But his reality there, once again, I've said this over and over again, and we know it firsthand and personally, this can be fatal. But that is not for the majority of people. The overwhelming majority of people will come through coronavirus and come out the other side, like the president's doing. So I think one of the messaging out there is, hey, this is real. Should do everything we can to limit the spread of COVID. At the same time, it is not a death sentence for most people. Most people will be sick. They'll have a period of quarantine, which is smart to do. Don't spread it to more people. Then you get back to work, and you get back to being the, you know.
But that's not what he's doing.
Well, he is though. He's showing that he's back to work.
Yeah.
I just think they should message it that way and say, this is real. Look, the president got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get this. But here's also a reality that you will get better. And if for majority of folks, because he's 74, the majority of folks will get better, come out the other side and keep on going. So it is not to be unrealistic and pretend it's not here and it's some kind of scam and all that stuff. I don't believe any of that. I know it's a real thing. But it's also not the death sentence that they portray. For some people, it absolutely is. But they are not the majority, not even close to a majority of Americans.
And I guess what I'm saying is, Trump's going to be Trump. I get
Trump
that.
Trump be Trumping.
Trump be Trumping all the time, 24/7.
Yes.
If there's one time when you want to be a little humble and say, wow, I went through something, and show your humility and your humanity, this might be it. And
Although it
would probably do him well.
Okay, well, let's say, and I'm that part of me, the heart wants that, right? To show that humanity.
Sure.
At the same time, the logical part of my brain says, does that move the needle at all? Does that take the people that are just frothing at the mouth with hatred of Trump? Would they say, oh, well, you know what? He probably is a good guy. No. So what's the motivation to do that?
Yeah, I think...
You think the New York Times are going to say, well, Trump shows his humanity, and we've now turned around our endorsement of Joe Biden, and we're endorsing Donald Trump. They're not going to do that.
That's exactly what's going to happen, Chump. FM Talk 106.5. Take a look at some sports on the way.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A man currently in Mobile Metro jail could be connected to a recent double homicide in Baldwin County. Mobile police say 36-year-old Antoine Smith crashed a vehicle that was connected to the homicide. He was arrested on weapon and drug charges. How he's connected to the deaths of Ryan Frazier and Joshua Carroll remains unclear. Both men have been working in recovery efforts for Hurricane Sally. Their bodies were discovered on a county road near Alberta on Friday. A woman on death row convicted of poisoning her two stepchildren will be back in court today. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals reversed Heather Keaton's death sentence last week, saying she had not been allowed to speak on her own behalf during her 2015 sentencing. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were both sentenced to death for the murders of DeBlaze's two children. A criminal harassment trial for Spanish Fort's mayor is set to begin today. Mayor Mike McMillan is accused of slapping a female city employee last year in an incident recorded on surveillance cameras. The employee was later fired for insubordination. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The management and staff of Al Hill's Boiler Sales and Repairs, 5801 Plantation Road in Theodore, reminds you that schools across our state are opening for the new school year. More than one half of South Alabama students ride buses to school every day. The flashing red lights of a yellow school bus are a signal for all of us to stop. Let's make this an accident-free year by observing all the rules of school bus safety. This important message presented by the management and staff of Al Hill's Boiler Sales and Repairs, 5801 Plantation Road in Theodore.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Hey, I'm talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. At this time of year, great for humans along the Gulf Coast, but you've always told me great for our plants too. This is the time to landscape.
It's the best time for both of us, I guess. It's my favorite time down here, and it really is one of the best times to be planting.
Okay, why? Now, fall?
Right. So, well, landscaping can be a pretty significant investment in your home.
Yeah.
And it's hard work, right? So you want to do it in a time that it's the most opportune, because you really only want to do it once, in my opinion. And so cooler weather outside with warm soil temperature still just is very conducive for root growth. And there's a long window between now and the stress of summer, so those plants get well established.
All right, so we want that great landscape. This is the time to get it started.
It really is, right now.
All right, so let's talk about this. I want that best landscape. How do I get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at SextonLandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Pine Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Felder Shredding. They'll come to you in the mobile shredding truck and dispose of your sensitive documents in a secure and efficient manner. The Saints, after falling behind 20-3, rallied to defeat the visiting Chargers in overtime on Monday Night Football 30-27. After the Chargers missed a field goal as time expired in regulation, Saints quarterback Drew Brees completed 5 passes to set up Will Lutz's game-winning 36-yard field goal. New Orleans defense then forced 2 straight incompletions, and then stop right before they got to the first down sticks, and Brees' heroics were enough to defeat the Chargers and rookie quarterback Justin Herbert, who threw 4 touchdown passes in the game. A year after being left off the postseason roster, Austin Riley no longer is that. He's on the roster, and he had hit a 448-foot home run that spurred an offensive deluge and led the Braves to a 5-1 victory over the Dodgers in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series at Globe Life Field. Entering the opener, neither the Braves nor the Dodgers had lost the playoff game. Dodgers, coming off the best record in the 60-game regular season, heavily favored, but the Braves didn't flinch and won Game 1. And Joe Morgan, the diminutive powerhouse second baseman who led the Reds, Big Red Machine, run of the mid-1970s, has died, a family spokesman in the team said on Monday. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said Morgan was the greatest second baseman of all time and a gracious and genuinely very nice person. He was 77. That is a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at Pro-Tent Window Tinting because they love America, too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And Pro-Tent backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call Pro-Tent Window Tinting, 802-1234. Paid for by the Committee Against Bad Tinting, 220 Portside Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36669. This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects sunny skies today. Will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers. Van accidents at Cottage Hill and Elma Drive. That's with injuries in a traffic. We're still there at Grand Bay Wilmer and Tanner Williams, and an accident with the tractor trailer and a tree down. That's going to be southbound 65 at exit 31. Right lane still blocked. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invite you in for lunch today. 7 wings and French fries, just $9.99. The 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more all served to you by the world famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, y'all. Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Sean Sullivan. It's kind of disrespectful when I pause before I get your name out. It sounds like I forgot who you were. Who's this guy that walked in the studio?
There's a lot of Tuesdays I forget who I am. So all this week for y'all, Dalton is on vacation with the family. I think it's a great thing, a real family full week vacation thing. When he comes back from that, he's going to say, I don't want to do that anymore. But, you have to have that first big, full family vacation for the week when you have children. Because when it's you and the wife, it's like all fun and,
you get away.
Go out and to be with them and do things.
Dinner.
And go out to
dinner.
Yeah. Then now his reality is going to be, okay, who's got where's the bottle? Did you put the stroller in the other car?
How about when you can pack a circus taking a kid across town? A two-year-old across town is akin to packing a three-ring circus.
Very much so. It's more like the North Pole expedition from way back. You got to carry all the stuff, and at some point you have to eat your dogs. And you'll learn that those family vacations, you're like, honey, it just doesn't look. Work is tough, and they're not giving me any vacation.
I asked, and Sean,
he's won't give me.
He's in such a bad mood today. Yeah. I was afraid to ask. And how about today? How about yesterday?
It's not right now. Now, with this economy, we can't do this, honey.
These are trying times, honey, and not nice trying times, I don't think. I'll try tomorrow. It is 6:58 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan and Sean Sullivan and news, weather, all straight ahead.
WKRG News 5. A man currently in Mobile Metro jail could be connected to a recent double homicide in Baldwin County. Mobile police say 36-year-old Antoine Smith crashed a vehicle that was connected to the homicide. He was arrested on weapon and drug charges. How he's connected to the deaths of Ryan Frazier and Joshua Carroll remains unclear. Both men have been working in recovery efforts for Hurricane Sally. Their bodies were discovered on a county road near Alberta on Friday. A woman on death row convicted of poisoning her two stepchildren will be back in court today. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals reversed Heather Keaton's death sentence last week, saying she had not been allowed to speak on her own behalf during her 2015 sentencing. Keaton and her common-law husband, John DeBlaze, were both sentenced to death for the murders of DeBlaze's two children. A criminal harassment trial for Spanish Fort's mayor is set to begin today. Mayor Mike McMillan is accused of slapping a female city employee last year in an incident recorded on surveillance cameras. The employee was later fired for insubordination. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The healthcare professionals of Amedisys Home Health of Mobile and Baldwin counties remind you that children are returning to school and motorists must be cautious when approaching school zones or stop school buses. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text while driving. This message is brought to you by the healthcare professionals of Amedisys Home Health of Mobile and Baldwin counties taking part in the Back to School Safety Program.
How do you define strength? Is it physical?
I'm hot!
Or is it mental? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's whatever empowers a person to dig deeper, fight harder, and overcome obstacles that once seemed insurmountable. Discover how much stronger and more confident your children can be. Encourage them to participate in a sport when they go to high school.
This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the